Ooh. Talk your shit. Talk your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh. What? Talk your shit. Hey. Talk. Hey. They what?
They wanna know.
Who's that girl? Hey. Yeah. Say what? That's me. Hey. Nigga, what? Talk about, I wish I was still a kid again. With everything that I know now, like the kids now, they have way too much information. Shit, we had a lot of information and not have no information because we was really out there doing this shit. The kids now think they doing some shit, but really what they doing grown shit. We was doing grown shit on the low. Like, or not on the low. But if you a kid, stay a kid. Have your kids be kids. Don't allow your kids to be grown. Like, you know, it's okay to be, you know, cute, beautiful, but not sexy. Then y'all be wondering why R. Kelly's be popping up at y'all all right, schools and shit. Good now.
Okay, let's take one on a two now.
Nah.
Two.
It's Fan Friday. It's Fan Friday. Hey y'all, what's good? It's your girl Taylor Eve here, and it's Eve's Mental Notes. So of course, you know, it's Fan Friday, so I had to step into my lovely Facebook. See what I did there. And as I am looking, I see my sorority sister, the lovely Alana Parnell. Whoop whoop. Z5, what's up, girl? All right, y'all. So, just to let you know, she does lovely meal plans with Stay Prep with Parnell. So, definitely check her out at stayprepwithparnell@gmail.com. If you guys really want to get y'all lives together, come on now. Summer vibes is on the way. Peep game. Y'all want your bodies to be looking right? Not even that. You just want to be healthy. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of times we might be aching or something like, oh man, I'm just getting old. No, you're just not eating the right food. And guess what, you guys? Yes, all her food is fresh. Okay? So definitely check her out. But yes, the lovely Alana, she posed the question, do women have to have a family to be considered successful? Now, y'all, this is just Eve's Mental Notes. I'm just talking my shit. Please feel free to talk your shit. All you gotta do is go to EvesMentalNotes.com. Go ahead and go to the contact section. Type that thing up. And we can talk your shit together. That's just what I'm on. Oh, Alana. I need you to go in the contact section and really let me know what you feel. Because for me, no. A woman does not have to have a family in order to be considered successful. What if she never finds a man that's up to her standards, that she can actually enjoy every day for the rest of her life without feeling any type of way, with feel, you know, and just always feel safe and always feel happy and always feel loved? That's because that's how every woman should feel if you're with a man. I would hope so. If not, evaluate your situation. Okay. But no. Sweet, 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 sweet. Not at all, girl. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to be successful with or without a man. That's a fact. But pause. Cause this beat. We gotta let it ride. This destination boy. Slam. When I hit you up, I'm talking about bangers. Chill off in your crib and have a thing. Probably make a stang or something. Girl, you make my bottom bitch. Put my bill back on my lawyer. Play your position when the mother hoes get out of order. When you wanna get that pussy, you purchase a plane ticket. Run around town when I bust a down in my shit like them names did it. Got a dick grip. My ex mirror lips get it. Basically, if it's the same with me, she paying me. I'm on some pimp shit for real. But that's a fact. Listen. What? Do you see what she's saying? But real shit. Like she said. I'm going to my destination, period, baby. I mean, why should a woman have to have a family in order to be successful? What is success? Well, for me, shit. Success is literally just something that is where I feel I'm at my highest point, where I'm happy, where I'm literally able to do everything that I've ever wanted to do successfully, as in my purpose, my goals, my dreams, my aspirations. That's what success is. If I'm a doctor, and ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor. Quite frankly, that's success for me, right? Surgeons, I'm pretty sure in their mind, they went through all them years of school. But hey, all them tests they had to take. Bebe. Because, I mean, just think. If a woman just sits and waits only to have a family in order to consider herself to be successful, then there'll be a lot of depressed women. Because, I mean, or there'll be a lot of women settling. There will be probably a lot of destruction in the world, because quite frankly, without a woman's touch, the world would be in a really volatile place. That's a fact. I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, when I was younger, I was like, man, I gotta make sure. I wouldn't even say make sure, but in my mind, I imagined myself to be married at the age of 23, having my kids by the age of 25. Woo, is that shit funny, baby? 23, 25, I can, oh, just think back of the times.
If you're someone's first choice.
But I can say I lived my life. And that's a fact. Like that. I like that job.
Is that right?
I'm living like there's no tomorrow.
But now that I'm, you know, 22 again, I just think back at the times. You know. Probably gonna be married by 23 now, you know. Have my kids at 25. It's how, you know. Why not? It doesn't always go as planned, but it's the journey. What you do is you learn from every single moment in your life. If you can think back at every moment in your life where you might have been upset, or it was a bad energy source that came in the picture, where it shifted your mood, think back to what was going on. Look at it as a whole picture. Analyze yourself, analyze them. Really take a look at yourself, though. Because then you understand how you played the situation. Because to me, in order to be successful, you have to be at that moment in your life where nothing can really throw you off your game. Because you see it every day, people risk it all. But I couldn't imagine myself doing anything to risk that level of success. When you're at that point, nothing is messing up that success. Now, you know, I'm still in the journey. If it happens, that means it was supposed to happen for a reason, so I can learn that lesson, so it won't happen for when I'm successful. Boom. I know. I'm just so good. Listen. Hit that contact button. Let's talk. I mean, I can help you figure out your problems for real. That's on my mama. But it's just ease mental notes, you know. Don't take this shit personal. It's just me. It's just me. Your girl, E. Me. Okay, let it ride. Okay. What? Come on. Hey. But that was a really good question, Alana. Because I really do find it that times, as women, we do kind of judge ourselves about the level we are at in our lives, by where we're at in our lives. And you shouldn't do that. Because, I mean, somebody else's lives, if that's what you're looking at, that can't even, shouldn't even be your mindset. Like, because nobody else's success is your success. Because you put their glasses on, you're not gonna be able to see, honey. I'm pretty sure. It's a fact. Their life and the people that they're meeting and the conversations that they're having, and whatever they feel about themselves is different from you. But that's a fact. So, I mean, you just gotta really understand yourself and where you going, how you moving, and then that's ultimately when you get there, really. I mean, because when you're a woman and you're faced with a lot of challenges as far as being with a man or having children, you know, and being a single parent or a single mom, you know, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of women who do have dreams and aspirations, but they're just afraid to take that leap because they're afraid to fail. But it's like at the end of the day, at least you're trying. At least you're learning, because now you know that's not what you're supposed to do. Try something else. Learn it as much as you can on the side. A lot of times we put a lot of attention on Instagram and Facebook, and man, am I so guilty. I know I may seem like a hypocrite, but nigga, I know. That's why I can say this shit, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but the shit just be so hard because the shit is like a fucking addiction. That's a fact. Like, you just, you go to search something and you see something fire as fuck on the fucking front, and you just started scrolling up, liking shit, commenting on shit. Then you close out. Oh shit, I forgot to search what the fuck I was supposed to be searching, and 30 minutes done went by. Addiction. I'm so just really contemplating about like just taking a cleanse from social media and only doing like each mental notes and really just focusing on my businesses and really just developing my businesses and just really going full force with that, because I feel like I did take a little step back, but fuck that. I got shit to do. I got places to go. Hey. Let it roll. Gotta make this money, honey. Okay. Make the money, honey. Hey. But for real. So, yeah, I might have to go MIA. But of course y'all still gonna hear me though. That shit ain't about to stop. Fuck you mean. I gotta come on y'all. I gotta vent to y'all. I gotta talk. But this is where I'm gonna be able to let it out. So I gotta figure out a way. So no, actually you just gotta really just stay in tune with me, guys. Really. Follow me. Ease Mental Notes on Instagram. Go to easementalnotes.com. Go to the contact section. Subscribe. Type in your email so I can have your email just in case Instagram decides to ever shut the fuck down. I can reach out to y'all. Because, I mean, it's a vibe, y'all. It's a vibe. For real. But it's Fan Fridays. Guess what? Hey, it's Fan Fridays. Hit me. Hit me. It's Ease Mental Notes. Check me out.